The Mets and the Dodgers on Wednesday. Father's Day was Sunday, but this is always a good idea. Andre Ethier's kid throwing out the first pitch. Top of the fourth inning, Rich Hill is on the mound, Leaner. He's got the bases loaded against him in a one-all game, but Hill would get the next three in order.
Let's have him loaded in a tie game in the fourth. Here's a 2-2. Jose Reyes strikes out swinging. Back-to-back strikeouts for Rich Hill. Another 1-2. He got him swinging. The Mets loaded the bases with nobody out. And Hill, with three consecutive strikeouts, sneaks out.
An error by Bruce, getting Bellinger to third. Nobody out, and the Dodgers have a great chance to take the lead here with Forsythe. With a fly ball to left center field. That's going to be a base hit. It's going to crease the seam and go to the wall. Bellinger scores easily. Forsythe arrives at second base with a double, and the Dodgers take a 2-1 lead.
On 3-1. High drive left center field. Puig watches this one go. A three-run jet. It's 5-1 Dodgers as Puig goes deep for the 13th time.
For the Dodgers, their 28th home run in the last 11 games.
Grandal hits a high fly ball to deep right. Bruce running out of real estate. Yasmani Grandal goes deep. And the beat goes on. Grandal hits another one well. Way back to right center. It is a two-home run night for Grandal. He's back.
The Dodgers win their third straight over the Mets and sixth overall following an 8-2 win on Wednesday. They've outscored New York 30-8 over the last three games with 12 home runs. Each game a different Dodger is connected for a multi-home run game. Yasmani Grandal the latest on Wednesday. The Mets are 9 games under 500 for the first time this year and have lost 6 of 7. After the game, here's Dodgers manager Dave Roberts.
Tonight was good. Tonight was good. He's been working, you know, his tail off to get things right, to try to go deeper in games, be efficient, give us a chance to win, all that. And today, strike efficiency was considerably better. And, you know, I think it was that fourth inning right there. Bases loaded, nobody out. He picked us up. Mishap out there in the field and bared down. And when runners are in scoring position, all year long, he's still zone percentage, getting guys out. And so tonight, really good. Yeah.
When you have a bases loaded situation and nobody out and you get out of it, what do you think, even though he's a veteran pitcher, what do you think that does for a guy's confidence, particularly when he hasn't had the outings that he would have liked?
It just shows, you know, he's a pro. And, you know, it's one of those things that distractions, things that happen that are out of our control, to go back there, regroup, to pick us up. And from the pitching side, the defensive side, to the offense side, we do that. We've done that all year. And I know it says a lot for his confidence and also for the whole team. You know, that was a big spot right there, and I think took the wind out of their sail over there. Yeah, no home runs, right? No, he took some good swings. He took some really good swings, and it's sort of the same kind of theme with our ball club. Is every single night there's somebody different. And if you look at the 6, 7, 8 tonight, you know, those guys picked up the rest of the lineup tonight, and we're on base, I think, 8 times tonight with some homers and with guys coming out of the pen, and obviously Rich setting the tone. It was good. You know, there's a couple safe bets, but you know, but tonight, I don't know how many walks we had, but you know, even to add on a couple runs late, you know, just kind of keep the line moving. You know, we've used that word relentless. It's an offense that's pretty focused right now.
What did you make of Yaziel's thing with Flores the first?
You know, obviously sometimes, you know, when you get pitched around to get to you, and you know, I think that's what Yasiel does, and he's not the only player in baseball that kind of takes a little bit longer admiring home runs, and he got a good piece of it. So I know that he did not mean any disrespect, so obviously Flores took a little offense to it. I think Darno kind of tried to clean it up a little bit. So I don't think that we're thinking anything of it.
Was Rich throwing like a cutter?
There was a little kind of, he and Honey been working on a cutter, slider type thing to, I don't know, to get him a little bit out front more, but just add something else to his mix.
Do you think that helped him? It seemed like he was getting a lot of like called strikes with that in certain spots. Do you think that helped him at least?
I think so. I think it might, you know, help the release point. Sometimes I think that Rich in previous starts was missing arm side. So I think that in talking to Honey, just to get the cutter, add something else to his mix, and also to get that extension where he needs it to be. And yeah, it's something different. The book on him, fastball, curveball, but now add a little something for those guys to think about.
Thursday's pitching matchup has a pair of lefties. Hyunjin Ryu pitching for the Dodgers, Steven Matz going for the Mets.